You've reached the Ace and Alex Detective Agency. I'm Ace.
And I'm Alex. And this is a podcast about anything. Refreshing.
Refreshing.
That was a nice way to start off.
You are an amateur.
So I completely am. It's so funny because, I mean, I don't drink a whole lot. So this is, I don't know why I thought this was a great idea to have a couple of drinks and record on the same night, but we'll see where this goes.
So happy birthday.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is the correct response. Not
exactly.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
As Ace likes to point out, I am slightly older than she is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you get to my age...
So technically you're 46, I'm 45. 46 minus 45 is one.
No, yeah, I see your logic, but it doesn't make sense. Because in April, you will be 46.
It doesn't matter.
You'll be at the great wisdom that I'm at, that wearing your pajamas to the store to pick milk is... It's legitimate. It's, you know, I don't give a shit. I honestly don't care. The only thing I still hold on to is I got to wear a bra out of the house.
Oh, no. I have to be dressed. If, like, I've walked my dog in my pajamas and a big winter coat. I don't care. It's nighttime. It's winter. Well, whatever.
When you're just, like, rambling around the neighborhood like a homeless person, that's one thing.
But yeah, a cop did pull over and look at me once. Yeah, that happened.
Or was he staring at your weird dog?
Don't insult my baby Wiggles.
She's honestly the cute one of the. I'm not going to say the cutest dog because mine's pretty awesome, but.
Mm-hmm. What? Talking about dogs. Yeah. Isn't that story about Lady Gaga insane?
Oh, you know, it's. Yes. Okay. Full stop. Yes, it's a really weird story. It's awful. I'm glad she got them back.
Yeah, but I heard that today.
I've said this to my daughter when we go out and take Marley with us, because my dog Marley is a French bulldog, and I'm always so paranoid about leaving him in the vehicle, like for a very short time. I don't leave him in there for very long. But even when I do, I'm always freaking out. My kid is like, well, like, who's going to take him? Like, you would be shocked.
And this just proves my point. That will siphon gas out of your car for $20.
Well, that has never happened down here.
No, but you get what I'm saying. It's that mentality. I mean, you basically just left $2,000 in your car.
It was funny because that's one thing she asked. She's like, well, I mean, like, what's the big deal? And I'm like, well, they're really expensive. And she goes, well, how expensive are they? Are they like $100?
No. Oh, my God.
And then she goes, like, 200? 300? I'm like, no, they're a lot more. And she's like, Mom, you did not pay that for a dog. Now, that said, I got a bargain basement dog that somebody was trying to get rid of. So I happened to luck out, felt like I used a coupon, got him a little bit cheaper, but he is like one of the best things on the planet. He's so lovely. He's dumb as fuck.
He's a bit of a wanker.
He is so stupid. But I had a woman that I work with. She actually said this to me, and she was not lying. I'm convinced she wasn't lying. We're talking about how dumb he is. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I mean, it's not really his fault. He doesn't speak English. And I swear to God, she wasn't lying. Like, she was legitimately thinks French bulldogs are French.
No.
Yes. She was like deadpan afterwards. And I'm looking at it, sort of waiting for the like, oh, fuck. Okay. Well, that's cool.
How old is this person? I gotta know.
Same age as us.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No, please at least say she's in her 30s.
No. You can't blame this shit on millennials. They're stupid in all ages.
Okay. WandaVision.
Oh. Did you cry?
No.
What?
No, I did not.
You are heartless.
Hey, I cry every time I watch This Is Us. I am not heartless.
I will punch you. Okay, spoiler alert. We're going to be talking about WandaVision. So if you haven't watched WandaVision, I don't know what your problem is, but like, get on it. When she opens up the sort of schematics for the house where her and Vision were going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Like our forever home or whatever. I was like, oh my God.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people were affected by that, but you know what happened to my brain?
Oh, shit.
No, this is what happened.
Your cynical side came out?
Yeah, no, my brain automatically started questioning stuff. Like, I wasn't even emotionally attached. I was like, oh, why would he pick a dilapidated town?
Why do you live in a dilapidated town?
Well, it doesn't look like that shithole.
No. What? It's rustic. It's cute.
No.
You don't think it's cute?
No. Well, I do now, but the images when she's driving in the first time or is a broke-ass town. And the place he chose is missing. Like, it's just this burned down. There's no place there. It's just a foundation.
He got it cheap. He's financially prudent.
Well, he probably doesn't have any money because it's not like he ever had a job. So...
A very valid point. I bet he's got a terrible credit score as well.
Oh, probably.
how do you do that when, you know, you're fucking fake? And
when he bought it, when he bought it, Tony was alive. So he would have thought Tony would have bought him something better than a, you know, an empty lot with a.
That's so actually.
With the foundation in a dilapidated town.
We really need to. I don't know who the fuck's writing this, but I think we need to start a campaign because that makes no sense.
Well, that's
where was Tony? Where was Tony? Absolutely.
Yeah, my
you
brain
used to be Jarvis.
Yeah, my brain was literally disconnected from the emotional side of that moment, and then went, "Why? Like,
that's
why
a great
there?
Juxtaposition of our relationship. You're the analytical side, and I'm the emotional side.
Yeah. Well, and then my brain went, "Oh, I wonder if that was the heart." On the calendar. Remember in the very first episode that you hated the heart on the calendar and it was Mr. Hart, the boss, but they didn't know. They didn't know what the heart stood for and she thought it was their anniversary.
I can't say I remember any of the first episode because it was gone.
Can you rewatch it, please?
I probably will now because now that I love the show.
So the very first episode, there's a heart over a particular date and they don't remember why. Like, why is her heart? She thinks it's their anniversary. So she starts doing all this stuff, preparing for their anniversary. He goes to work and realizes that his boss, Mr. Hart, is supposed to go to their house for dinner. So that's what he's like, oh, that's what the heart is. So it's like this I Love Lucy thing when he comes home with his boss and the boss's wife and she's all dressed in lingerie.
Oh,
but it's the same heart in the card.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, just one moment.
Oh, there you go. Crack it open.
There we go. I guess what I was watching today while I was getting ready for work.
Oh, okay. Let me think. Was it on Netflix?
No.
Oh, see, now I'm stumped.
It was on YouTube.
I'm not sure. What were you on? I love it.
I've mentioned it. Little Alex Horn.
Yeah. So you've been watching Taskmaster. Did you see that a new season's coming out?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. I'm excited. I enjoy it. However, I'm only on season 6, so I still have plenty to watch. Yeah, because I go through phases, right? Because, I mean, it's not that you get bored of it, but it's like. Okay, on to something else, right?
Yeah,
for
sure.
And then it's like, okay, I want to be amused, and I come back and I watch it.
Because I know they're doing, you should look into it, because didn't they do, like, a bunch of home tasks that people could record and send in?
No, I have no idea, because I've only recently discovered it, and all I've done is watch it on YouTube and fall in love with little Alex Horn and Greg Davies.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Okay. I would just like to tell our podcast listeners that since talking about Taskmaster, Alex has decided that her new fling, adding to her current flings, is Greg Davies.
Oh, fuck. I'm actually getting flushed. I don't know what it is about him. I was first introduced to Greg Davies a couple years ago. I was watching the Graham Norton show. And he was on there with Ryan Gosling is the only one I remember. I think it was Jodie Foster as well. And he was telling this story, which I will truncate into basically him having explosive diarrhea while he was wearing his mom's panties. If I didn't pee myself, I was pretty close. It's so funny. So then, you know, fast forward a little bit, and Ace is telling me about Taskmaster. And so I start watching it. I'm like, oh my God, that's Greg Davies. So I started watching a little bit, as I do, other stuff. Like, he was in a lot of it's on.
Let me just rephrase or just comment. Your OCD took over and you watched everything with Greg Davies in it.
I'm not saying I haven't watched everything, because he's got a lot of stuff. He's quite prolific, actually. A show called Man Down, which I haven't seen yet. Inbetweeners, I have not watched. Cuckoo, which is what I'm watching now. Taskmaster, and then he's at. But the thing about him is I don't think he's specifically, like, or predominantly is the word I'm looking for, an actor. He's actually an amazing comedian. Mm-hmm. And I actually love his stand-up way more than I like his TV shows.
Yep.
But if you ever watch, and I highly suggest it, watch his show called You Magnificent Beast. It's mm-hmm. one of his stand-up.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But you can slowly, slowly see his shirt becoming completely drenched.
Yeah. And it's not that long that you see the glisten.
But what's wrong with that? He's sexy as fuck.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, it's literally the show seems to have just started. And the only thing that gives me a hint that he's been out there longer is he says something to the audience and he goes, isn't it funny? We know we start the show for Netflix with a joke we can't even air. Right? Like, and it was just like, okay, that's why you're already so sweaty, because you've been up there a little bit.
I think, honestly, that the sweat may come because he's so close to the fucking overhead lights.
Because he's, like, 8 feet tall.
He's 6'8".
Well, I knew there's an 8 in there somewhere. And the fact that you know his height, just...
Well, if you watch any of his stand-up, he mentions it quite well, actually, no, not really a lot. He does talk about his height. He also talks about how fat he is.
And, he's a big guy.
Well, I mean, when you're 6'8", of course you're going to be big.
Yeah. No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I think Now, I also think, though, that in Taskmaster, they have lowered Alex Horn's chair.
Oh, completely.
Right?
Because
Alex Horn is not a small guy.
Well, if you watch any of the stuff on YouTube, Love is Stand Up, he was talking about Alex, and... Alex is like 6'2".
Yeah, he's a tall guy. You can see it when he's with the other comedians.
The funny thing is that I guess Greg was saying that Alex, I mean, who knows if this is true or not, actually kind of it perturbs him that he's known now as little Alex Horn.
Yeah, he made a joke that his kids even call him that now.
I just think that's delightful.
It's how forever when I want to refer to Alex Horn and... In my head, whether I say it or not, it's little Alex Horn.
You've got to check out some of his stand-up. It's just so funny.
Well, I started Magnificent Beast.
Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah, I did. And I was really enjoying it. And then I can't remember what happened. I had to turn it off. So I'm going to finish it.
I think the great thing about his comedy, though, it's very, like, observational. Like, it's just random shit that legitimately, he says legitimately happens to him. He just... You know,
it sounds real too, right? Like he's talking about the, you know, in that special, how his mom is like, you can't use my stuff anymore.
Oh my God. His relationship with his mother, though slightly creepy at times, is so beautiful.
Did you see the interview? And I don't remember whether...
Of course. Let's just stop there. I'm sure I've seen it. But anyways, okay. Go ahead.
So the interview where he's talking about... he's basically having sex with this woman. She's straddling him.
Oh,
and
my God.
His dad comes out or something.
Wasn't it his grandpa?
Oh, maybe it was his grandpa comes out and is talking to them. Meanwhile, he's inside her, but grandpa doesn't. I almost died. Like, it was so funny.
Can you imagine?
If
you want to watch some other stuff, it's not stand-up, but he does a podcast that's being videotaped, which I find completely unfair, because I thought the whole purpose of podcasts was for ugly people to be able to be on, like, the radio and shit. Like, we don't need video. Like, that's why we're here. Come on. Anyways.
We are not ugly, so just back up. Okay, go ahead.
It's... they're on YouTube. He did a podcast, two of them, with Richard Herring. And it's got like 18 words in the title. It's like Richard Herring's Leicester Square fucking theater extravaganza or something. Oh, fine. They are, the one from 2018 is, I've watched it about four times. It's so funny. It's so funny.
I'm sorry, you have watched it four times?
Okay, it's not creepy.
It's kind of creepy.
No, it's really funny. Like every time you watch it, you kind of hear a different joke and it sort of resonates a little bit different. It's really funny.
Four times.
Yeah, and that's why I'm having all those weird dreams. So I don't know. Maybe yeah, I should.
Didn't you have a dream that... Okay, explain this dream to me. So you had a dream about Greg Davies.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now... So. Okay, no. I'm going to ask some very direct questions.
Okay, you know...
I want yes or no answers. I don't want explanations just yet.
Okay.
You had a dream about Greg Davies.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have sex with Greg Davies? In your dream, did you have sex... with 6'8" monster Greg Davies?
No, I didn't. No.
Did you want to?
Of course.
Okay. Was he wearing a Loki outfit?
No, he wasn't. You know, here's the thing about Greg.
No. The rules of this game are you don't get to explain anything. Oh, I just get to ask questions.
Okay. No, he was not wearing a Loki costume.
Okay. Was he wearing clothes?
Of course he was. Yes. Okay,
so he was wearing clothes.
Yes.
Was...
I'm not a pervert.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Was little Alex Horn there?
Yes, he was, actually.
Okay, was Alex Horn wearing a Loki outfit?
Jesus Christ, you're beating this to death. No, there were no Loki costumes in the entire dream.
Okay, all right. Please proceed with your story. What was this dream about? Well, were you on Taskmaster?
I think it was supposed to be what it was.
Oh.
But it wasn't like they were sitting in the chairs. So,
okay.
I was applying. I guess I had applied and I had gotten an interview.
Oh, dear God. To be on Taskmaster?
No. The job was the future ex-Mrs. Greg Davies.
What the fuck does that mean?
So I was applying to be his wife that would eventually would be
divorced.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went into it knowing the full well that legitimately probably would be ending.
Short-lived, but you get to have sex with Greg Davies.
Can you not?
Yes.
Possibly. Sure. Of course.
Possibly wearing a Loki outfit.
Me or him?
Either.
Both. Yeah. Okay.
You both are, you know, neither of you are petite, so they'd look like capes, but it would work.
Okay, that's fucking rude. But anyways, so what it was is that I had written out a resume and filled in an application form to be the future ex-Mrs. Greg Davies. And okay. I flew to England. And this might even be a legit thing. I don't know his marital status. If there's actually an application form out there, alex@theaceandalexpodcast.com, send one my way.
Okay.
So what I remember in my dream is that I was sitting there with my resume and I was having a job interview with Greg and Alex. And mm-hmm. all I remember was looking down at my resume and it was...
Question.
Yeah.
Were they sitting in the Taskmaster chairs?
I don't remember, but probably because I find that
let's go with that because it's fun to visualize.
Okay, Jesus.
Yeah.
I just remember looking down at my resume and it says, you know what, like when you do up your resume, it's... Mm-hmm. You have your like skills and abilities section. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It said skills and disabilities. And so when I woke up from my dream the next morning, I actually wrote out. Again, this seems so much funnier when I fucking wrote it out, but now it just seems really weird.
Okay, don't be a weirdo. Just keep going.
I wrote out my skills and disabilities.
Okay. So what were your skills and disabilities to appeal to Greg Davies to be his future ex-wife? And was little Alex Horn, was he judging you as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is so nerve-wracking. I just need more alcohol. Mm. Okay.
Are you guzzling it? Like, what's happening
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that.
So, first off, look, I'm intensely navigationally challenged, so please don't tell me to turn north or south if we're driving.
This is true, because whenever I'm driving in the Lower Mainland where Alex lives, there is no left or right, north or south. It is strictly this way
or that way. So this way is on my side of the car, that way is on your side of the car.
Yes, I understood. I have done it enough. Okay, go ahead.
So, but that being said, I am extremely punctual. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
See, I mean, that's a skill. Fuck. I am nearly blind and have almost zero depth perception, but have bat-like echolocation in the dark.
I've witnessed it. You definitely do.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can...
Yeah, whenever you reach over for your sex toy, you have no problem finding it in the dark.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. We're not doing anything drunk anymore. This is... You're mean.
But am I wrong?
No, but anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Third point. I cannot dance.
Hmm.
That's it. Full
this
stop.
This is true. Full yeah. stop. Yeah.
It's like if you were to watch a newborn giraffe trying to stand up. That's pretty reminiscent of what I look like on the dance floor.
Oh, I was like, where are we going with that? Okay, right. We're still on dancing. Got it.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I don't drink much because I get soused after half a drink and tend to be a crier, which now that I look at it, I think that's actually foreshadowing for later on in the show.
Probably. Yes.
Yeah. Fuck. I listen to music on Spotify almost 24/7. So you may want to upgrade your Wi-Fi package to an unlimited plan.
Yes, without a doubt. And please be in love with 50s, 60s, and 70s and some modern rap.
No. No nope. rap. No.
No rap? I don't know.
But everything else, 50s, 60s, 70s. Yes.
Yep, for sure. Yep.
And when it's not music, there is a fan going because I don't want to hear ghosts.
Without context, if anyone hasn't listened to our Halloween episode, it makes sense. I swear it does.
Well, yeah. This also works back to Richard Herring's podcast where... So, Greg was on, I keep saying Greg like I fucking know the guy, Mr. Davies. I don't know. That's kind of hot. Anyways.
That's kind of weird. Are you? Yeah, I guess it's kind of hot. Never mind.
Okay. So he was on the British version of Who Do You Think You Are, where they kind of trace your heritage, like your lineage. Mm-hmm. And so he had gone to Wales.
You know what he's not related to? Gnomes.
You see what? No, he's not related to gnomes. No, he is related to the first Prince of Wales, though, which is pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, so he's telling okay. this kind of weirdly, slightly rapey, but he made it very clear that it was not a rapey story about this, like, Welsh courting technique of called bundling, where, like, a horny farmer sort of shows up and has sex with a farm girl or whatever. All consensual.
Okay.
And then Richard kind of out of the corner said something about, oh, well, you're related to ghosts. And I'm sorry, but Greg sort of very flatly said, well, there's no such thing as ghosts. So mm-hmm. I have a bit of a problem with that. I mean, it's not a deal breaker by any means, but it is a little strange. Like, I'm sure England is probably one of the most haunted places on the planet. Okay, there's dead silence. What do you agree?
I'm listening intently. I wasn't trying to pull a hair out of my neck.
Oh, Jesus, we're classy. Anywho.
Yes.
So my sort of thought was like when we move into some like rural stone cottage, much like the place in The Holiday where Kate Winslet lived. And I come downstairs in the middle of the night and there's a fucking Victorian seamstress haunting our downstairs bathroom. I'm going to have to manage that. He will not. He'll just be, oh, that's Sylvia from the pub. No, it's not. It's Helen.
You just turn your fan on and you're good.
I'm not going to hear her anyway. So, yeah. You know, fuck, I'm so glad you're here. You answer all my questions.
See, I've solved your problem.
I still find he probably doesn't believe in astrology either, but that's such a Taurus thing to do. I'm just saying.
Oh, he's a Taurus?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But that's on IMDb. I'm not creepy and figured it out for myself. That's on IMDb. Like, they put like three random facts about him. He's like, he's really tall. He's obsessed with his mom and he's a Taurus. So
it does not say that. You just made all that up.
Well, two of the three are right.
Okay.
Anyways, so next.
Yes.
I want to adopt almost every dog that I see and I will ask exhaustively.
Yes.
Yes. I do a terrible English accent, but I will continue to do it at all times.
Your accent is terrible.
It's so bad. It's, well, okay. Here in Canada, it goes off real well because not a lot of people have English friends, right? Mm. So I actually legitimately, I think, sound pretty good. Except for I can't do it around your mom, who is obviously English.
Yes.
But I can't do it over there because they'll be like, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah, my mother would tell you to piss off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I also, and that also comes to down to, he'll actually have to translate a lot of the shit that people are saying because I don't know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Case in point, I want to know what the fuck jog on means. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't even know what that means.
So if you watch a lot of Guy Ritchie movies, which most people are Cockney, they say a lot, jog on, which sounds really offensive. And I'm pretty sure it does mean that, but he'll have to be my Dakota ring.
Okay, cool. That's a good title for him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my personal Dakota ring.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're almost done here. I know this is getting long. I am 5'10", so I'm height appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, that actually may not be true anymore because I'm pretty sure my middle age shrivel is starting to happen. So I may be about 5'9 and a half.
Yeah, but at the same time, his will be 2.
So true, right? He's in his 50s, early 50s. Yeah. So yeah. He's got to be going. Soon enough, he'll be 6 feet tall. He'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay. I still have, and I thought to myself, I'm not sure what this is saying about my mental health, but I still have approximately 85% of my natural hair color, which is a lovely brunette, by the way. The remaining 15% has the same color and texture as a slightly stretched spring.
A gray spring. Let's not forget
it's
that.
It's not fucking gray. It's silver.
Oh,
please.
Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Silver. It's majestic.
Yeah.
It says I believe in ghosts, but that sort of,
we kind of touched on that. Yes.
Loops back to the non-belief. And the last one, this is a late edition, and it actually came from a fucking weird story that I actually thought about last night. I think it's probably the most meaningful. I have beautiful penmanship.
Yes, you do.
I really do.
I do not.
Here's my thing. Have you ever read the book, The Secret?
Yes.
You have read it?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't, because I think it's all bullshit. Mm. But what I've sort of surmised, this is what I think it's all about, is about manifesting destiny, right?
Yes.
And if you put it out into the universe, you know, crazy shit happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting it out into the universe that I want to be the future ex-Mrs. Greg Davies.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
I know. So Greg Davies,
so
I love you.
So while you're married to Greg Davies.
Yep. Yep.
Can you introduce me to Alex Horn just so we can hang out? I mean, I don't want to be, you know, married to Alex Horn or anything.
Alex Horn is happily married, as are you.
That's what I'm saying.
To be completely honest, Greg may probably, he's probably married anyway. It's like, you know, whatever. But if not,
I just want to be friends with Alex Horn.
Oh, of course. We'll be there all the time.
Yeah.
We'll be besties.
I just want to hang out. And I really want to be on Taskmaster. Because some of the things, like I just watched the one where they had to get the 5-pound note out from under the bottle of a can of, or sorry, glass of beer.
Okay.
They called it a pint of something.
I think
it was draft pint or I don't remember. Anyways, and I was like, listen to the clue, and I'm watching them. I'm like, why don't you just get a straw, suck it down a bit, and pull the note out, you know, holding the straw, the glass with a fork or something. And I want to be on that show and dominate it.
So I watched one the other day where they had to get from the starting line to I don't understand this, a microwave in the middle of a park where Alex was sitting in the least amount of steps as possible.
Okay.
And so one guy is actually, he rolled the entire way.
Yeah, because he didn't, that's not a step. I was like, fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it's such a good show.
It is. So, yeah. I enjoy it.
When Greg Davies and I get married in some quaint little non-haunted fucking chapel in the middle
of... You need to have a dinner party and invite little Alex Horn over with his little Alex Horn children and his little Alex Horn wife.
Right.
And invite me, and he'll just see how amazing I'll be on Taskmaster.
Okay, I fully support this message.
Thank you. And I think the key to winning Taskmaster is the first thing you bring in.
Here's my issue, is you're talking more about you being on the show than me getting married to Greg.
That's true, because it's more important.
That's true, and obviously, honestly, it's fucking more likely. But,
hey, you know, either way, it'll be amazing, and then that'll be my stepping stone to fighting Amy Schumer.
Oh, yes! You want to fight Amy Schumer?
I wanted to fight Amy Schumer. Caveat. I actually love Amy Schumer.
Who doesn't?
Right? I think she's great. I love that, you know, she just, fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to wear a jogging pants and a sweatshirt to Oprah's Vision Tour because I feel like shit. I'm like, okay, props to you. Whatever.
Did you? Do you follow her on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. The one. This is my only issue, and I just... my problem is that I recently saw her vagina on Instagram.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And she is looking pretty fit.
Mm-hmm.
So
the one where she was like, my C-section looks pretty today or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
she looks hot as fuck.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight.
So I'm like, I love you more than anything other than Greg Davies. But I don't know. I think I think she's from New York, so I 100% sure she could take you in a fight.
No fucking way.
You don't think so?
Oh,
only
no.
Canadians are scrappy.
We are fucking scrappy, and I'm a redheaded Aries with eight arms.
That's so funny.
Right? Like, let's get serious. My arms are unnaturally long.
Oh,
and
my God.
I don't know why. I know. Okay. Nobody knows this. And maybe we'll air it one day. Alex and I, the last time we drank and talked like this, it did not ever make it to the podcast.
No.
And the reason it was New Year's. And I got obsessed with talking about why I should fight Amy Schumer. And Amy Schumer should fight me. Like, seriously. Like, let's go.
Like, are we talking about like street fighting, or are we talking like a glow situation where you're like wrestling in a ring?
No, like fucking belting each other in the face.
Oh my God. You get really violent when you're drinking.
We could do it like for charity or something. It would be amazing.
And then really want to take a fucking smashed face? You have veneers, girl. That costs a lot of money.
That's
do you want to get those fucked up?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd wear a mouth guard.
Oh, see, there you go.
Problem solved. She's allowed a mouth guard too. Okay, what we do is no face smashing because, she needs her face.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it's her moneymaker. Her mouth is her moneymaker.
Her mouth is her moneymaker. She can't go out there looking like a fucking goalie or a hockey defenseman with no teeth. So
I love how all our examples are fucking Canadian.
Of course, she can't
go out as a left wing defenseman.
Hold on.
I need to
open another drink.
I'm about to.
Okay. So I wanted to surprise you and bring my own list.
Did you bring your own resume?
I brought my own list. Okay. So I have a list.
Oh, that fuck. That's gross.
What kind of fucking drink did you get that is gross?
This is Henry's Hard Soda.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, it's a malt. Oh, fuck. No.
It's a beer. Can we continue? Okay,
yeah,
so I brought a list. And it is called Why Amy Schumer and I Should Fight.
I'm so in it to win it.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah, girl, girl.
Okay, ready? Yep. My, my number one, so, and I, let's be clear, this is not in any particular order. I just don't want, I don't want to confuse with the number one reason. No, there's none of that shit, okay?
Oh.
It's just number one is the first one I thought of. Let's be clear, okay?
Okay.
So the first reason why Amy Schumer should want to fight me.
Oh, okay. I like the positive spin on it. Like, okay, it's not you being volatile. It's like, you're like, yeah, I'm giving you this opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. You know why she should not fight me? Okay, yeah. Number one is, and I don't know why, I always fucking spell her name wrong.
I mean, that's solid. That's...
Right?
I'd be pissed.
I know there's a C in her fucking name. But every time...
Fuck. I mean, that's... fucking fight worthy.
Right? I mean, really, she should be, how fucking stupid are you? It's not that hard.
So spell it for me.
It's S-C-H
Schumer.
U-M-E-R. And the only reason I'm doing that correctly right now is because I'm really concentrating and it's written right in front of me.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Fuck. All right. All right. You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Is why I want to fight Amy Schumer.
Oh, Jesus, we're going all over the place here.
Yeah,
okay,
why do you want to fight
okay, Amy Schumer?
Okay, so I saw a picture on her Instagram recently.
Okay. Was it her vagina?
No.
Okay. That was a great picture, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, good for her. That's fine.
As a woman, show your fucking
vagina. I don't care.
Well, good for you. For me, as a mom, as a somebody that had
a C-section,
because I had an extremely long-legged fucking child, I love it. I thought it was fantastic. She looked beautiful.
Anyways, exactly. It's not a reason to fight her, but this is a reason to fight her, okay?
Okay, good.
So she was at, in New Orleans.
With
her family, okay?
Okay, yep. Getting some beignets at Café du Monde.
No. Her outfit... Okay, so she wore an outfit to the fountain in New Orleans.
Yep.
Okay, I want you to visualize this if you haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm already there, girl.
Okay.
I'm sitting in Café du Monde drinking my extremely...
She's sitting in front of a fountain with her kid, okay?
Okay, yep. Beautiful Jean.
No, let me finish. Yes, beautiful Jean.
Her son is Jean. Jesus.
Jeans. She wasn't wearing jeans. I got it.
You are way too drunk.
Let me finish. Can I finish my point, please?
All right. Go.
It made her look like a hunter got confused between actual camo and green hypercolor.
Oh my God.
It was the ugliest fucking jumpsuit I have ever seen. I mean, props to her for reigniting the camel toe hashtag during that photo, because it wasn't pretty. But, like, what the fuck? She was wearing, like, these solid black Skecher runners, which were hideous. Because solid black runners are
yucky. Excuse my
drinking delete it.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, now come on, look at that. Like, that looks like green hypercolor outfit. Like, it's changing colors with her body temperature.
Well, it's also tie-dyed.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And God bless the camel toe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw that in one fighter. Like, fuck, girl, you're worth $25 million. What the fuck are you wearing?
Well, that deserves a swift punch in the face,
right,
to you.
She needs a punch in the face for that.
I think you need a punch in the face. That's mean.
It's not.
90% of the time.
It.
Yeah, she can. 90% of the time, I agree with you 100%.
You like that outfit?
That didn't make sense. The math did not work out on that one.
No, but realistically, do you like that outfit?
No.
Like, look at those shoes. What is she wearing? She's worth $25 million. She's out with her family in New Orleans.
That Greg Davies is a fucking Taurus because he was born in May and you know her net worth. What is weirder?
that you know he's a Taurus. Because when I was Googling Amy Schumer, it came up, what's her net worth? And I was like,
IMDb?
It might have been.
It probably was.
No, I actually Googled I Googled.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't have you there, so I Googled. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, so another thing that bugs me, a lot of this turns into stuff that bugs me, okay?
And about okay, yeah. No, I'm not going to question. Go.
Okay. So there was also on her Instagram, I think, she was waiting for a Zoom call.
Yep.
Okay. Now, did you know that green, okay, we're back to green,
mm-hmm.
is actually a deeply reassuring color?
I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently on the psyche, it does a lot, okay?
It's calming, soothing.
It's calming, it's yep. soothing, it's
I
safe,
it.
Right?
Yep.
Except for one shade of green, okay?
I was about to say puce, but puce isn't green.
No, it's lime green.
Oh,
it has the opposite effect. Okay, apparently her other drink was not sufficient. It was disgusting, so she's got a variety of them, because we know that was something else.
Yeah,
okay,
it was.
Anyway, her fucking walls are lime green. I'm just like, you know what? Full stop.
Lime, her house, whoa. Her house has got lime green
wherever
walls?
Wherever she was, and it looked like her house, there was a fucking ceiling fan as wide as the goddamn room.
That's efficient. I mean, it's efficient.
It's efficient, but it was actually a narrow room. It was kind of strange. Anyways.
No.
Lots of wood and lime green. I'm like, what? No, this is a wrong green. So it upset me.
You don't think that you would never have like a neon colored?
Fuck no. There is nothing calming about neon in your home.
No, that's like, unless there's like,
that's
a
like
room
I'm
that
gonna,
you do drugs
I'm,
on.
Yeah, I'm okay. There you go.
Yeah.
I do have an edible in me, so we'll keep going.
It's your coke room. Not that you do coke. I mean,
fuck
now anymore.
No. I am anymore. Never done coke, thanks. Let's be clear. I just, for all our listeners, marijuana is legal here, and I may have taken a little bit of THC.
I
microdosed. That's where me and Amy Schumer relate.
Just total aside from this term microdosing is pissing me off.
I don't care.
Everybody is talking about, oh, I might, like, people are really into microdosing mushrooms and acid now.
No, thank you.
I'm just like, okay.
I have no interest in anything
I'm
like that.
Microdose. Yeah, you're just, anyways.
No.
Okay, back to why you want to kick her ass.
Okay. This is kind of lame, but I'm just going to say it. But her grandmother, ready?
You're not starting out well. You're not. That, no.
I'm sure it was a wonderful woman.
I'm sure she was. Oh,
she was also a bootlegger.
Her grandma?
I know. Her grandma was a bootlegger back
That's
during
fucking
the Prohibition.
Awesome.
Okay.
You want to kick her ass because of that?
Well, alcohol is bad.
What?
Okay.
For two women that are fucking drunk on a podcast, that seems like a weird statement.
Okay, we should scratch that out. I was sober when I wrote this. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Now, here's the kicker.
Yeah.
She took a picture of her friend that was in her bridal shower on the toilet. Wait. I may have done that.
Do we not have a picture? My mom was so offended. I still remember thinking back, fuck, my mom was so mad that you did it.
Yeah.
That we So Ace and I went and saw Miss Saigon when it was in Vancouver because we both love Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the toilet and somebody, and this is back in the days when cameras were fucking huge, jammed a camera underneath the toilet door and took a full picture. Weirdly enough, even got it developed and sent it to me.
And weirdly, you saw the camera, leaned forward, and posed. And it's actually a really good photo.
It really is. I still remember what I...
I can see it clearly in my mind. It's a great photo.
I still have it, actually.
Okay, but here's the difference. This is why Amy Schumer needs a punch. She put that photo on her Instagram.
Well, I mean, if I had a scanner, I'd probably do the same thing. No,
it is
no,
a really good photo of you. Yeah. Until you realize you're on a toilet.
And my underwear is around my ankles, which is fucking beautiful.
Ready? Here's another reason.
Okay. I'm so prepared for this.
Okay. I don't like Hellman's mayonnaise.
I'm with anything, she needs a fucking swat in the head for that. Oh, come on. Miracle Whip or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Right? Like, what? Don't advertise that shit. That's disgusting. No. Okay.
Why is it salty? Like, fuck.
Don't
know. Terrible.
Here's something that angered me. Okay. You ready? I was angry at her for this because I was like totally into this. So I listened to her podcast. Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah. Okay. She had an episode where she said, okay, our topic today, and just if you're not okay, comfortable talking about it, it's okay. We'll go on to something else. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And she brought up anal sex.
Oh, shit.
Okay, let me finish. So she's like, okay, if you're not comfortable talking about it, it's okay. We'll move on. But I just thought it would be a really interesting topic, you know?
Bridget was into it, I'm sure.
So she literally, this is what she does. She goes, in anal sex. So for myself, I've never had it. And then moves on to her friends. I'm like, what?
That's fucking shady.
I'm like, you're a dick to your friends.
It's like, we're going to just ask coke usage.
Yeah, you might as well have just said, so I'd like to talk about what you think of anal sex, but we're not going to talk about it from my side.
It's more like, let's talk about what weird shit you've done.
Exactly.
I've never done it. You, Ace? It's like, fuck. It's like, do you believe in aliens? Which is, I mean, not on par with anal sex. But
no, but I was so disappointed. I was like, that was sad.
Oh, I think that's funny as fuck.
I thought it was fucking funny that because we're Letterkenny friends, and when he was talking about that woman milking his prostate. Keith has a story about a woman orally stimulating him.
Okay.
And he's watching her as she's giving him head, and she takes some lube and puts it on his hand, and he's on her hand, and he's like, what is happening here?
There's no good outcome on that.
No, this is serious. This is his story, and he was serious. And she stuck a finger up there, and as he was orgasming, she literally, you know, milked his prostate. He said it was the strongest orgasm he has ever had to date. It was so intense.
I'm gonna tell you this story. It has... nothing to do with me. Full stop. Has nothing to do with me.
Okay,
but I do know.
That's see, now talking that I've said about it, a friend.
Yeah. Now that I've said it, it makes it, it's like it's implied that it was me. It was not me.
Okay.
I have had two friends that have
not
tried
me,
it.
Not me, by the way.
Not
yes.
me. That have tried it and said it was absolutely phenomenal.
What, anal sex?
No, prostate milking.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Never in my mind would it ever cross my mind.
I don't want to stick my finger up my husband's ass.
Well, I mean, you do weird things for love, but
yeah,
I wouldn't do that, I don't think.
No.
I mean, given enough alcohol, weird shit has happened.
Yeah. Okay, so, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Last but not least,
I've pretty much seen her naked.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I like a little mystery, you know?
You want to fight her because she's given too much away.
Yeah. It's a little bit, you're trying too hard, you know? So I also have a resume. We're going to continue. So I've also created a resume.
Sorry. But Ace,
no.
You've seen me.
Yeah.
So are we going to rumble? I mean, I haven't milked prostates, but I mean.
No.
Okay. Well, it's good.
It's
I just
different.
Want to make sure
it's,
next
it's
time we
different.
Get together.
Okay. You don't get on a fucking Super Bowl ad and start talking about fucking Hellman's mayonnaise.
I mean, God willing, Hellman people get
Let's
in contact.
Get serious. Okay. So I would like to submit my resume to Amy Schumer for having a guest appearance on her podcast.
No, actually, you're doing it the right way around.
Okay.
Tell her why you hate her and then tell her why you love her.
I do love
I should
her.
Have done
I just
that with
want
Greg.
To fight her.
Fuck.
Yeah, you should have done that. Okay. So my resume is for a guest appearance on Three Girls, One Keith.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
It would be hilarious. It would absolutely be hilarious.
I know, right? And I could read this list. She'd laugh. She might punch me, but that's okay. That's the point.
I would fucking pay money. I would pay okay.
Well, she's worth $25 million. She doesn't need your fucking money.
Anyways, it's true.
So my name is Ace Podcast from the Ace and Alex Detective Agency, just so we're, in case she's listening.
I'm about to pee myself. Fuck.
Okay. My date of birth is same year as Phyllis Diller got her Hollywood star. So she does.
Oh, Ace, I'm going to pee.
Okay. Jesus. I mean, that's a big deal to a comedian, right? Right. That's got to count for something. Okay. My talents. I can carry a simple tune.
Oh.
Play a simple song.
Yep.
And keep amusing simple conversations.
That's not true.
She might be listening. Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's like, okay. Anyways. Yeah. Okay,
my experience. Is this podcast, obviously. Like, let's be clear. Okay, I mean, come on. My goals, ready? Because that's important on a resume. You should have goals.
Of course.
My goals is to fight Amy Schumer.
is that at the very top? It's Ace Podcast. I want to punch you in the face. I should have led with that with my Greg story.
Right?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I mean, I think it's a solid resume, right?
I think
I'm going to get her with the I'm born the same year Phyllis Diller got her Hollywood star.
Such absolute fucking beauty.
I mean, that's trivia. That can't be a coincidence.
That Phyllis Diller got a star the same year you were born? It's fucking kismet. It was meant to be.
Exactly. We can't even talk anymore.
No, I know. So we're going to call this podcast Fighting the Future Ex-Mrs. Greg Davies.
That's a good title.
I know.
Okay. I will not edit this while I'm drinking.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because my sober brain will have to edit some stuff out. Yeah.
That maybe take out the anal sex part?
I don't think so. Why would I do that?
I don't know. We don't want to offend the people.
Why would we offend people? There's an explicit censor.
That's very true.
And they'll just want to fight Amy Schumer too.
I think most people generally do.
I like her. I do. There isn't a muscle in me that goes, oh my God, I fucking hate her. I don't hate her.
No, she's absolutely.
But for some reason, I just want to fight her. Let's fight.
My favorite, and I do have to say this, my absolute favorite reason that you want to fight her is because she fucking reps Hellman's. Like, what?
Exactly. Like, you trying to tell me she eats Hellman's?
Nobody eats Hellman.
It's fucking gross. Mate, do you think Amy Schumer knows Greg Davies?
That's something we need to look into.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Imagine the dinner party. So Amy and Schumer, you know, fight for charity or something. I don't know.
You've already got to plan out the special, the Netflix special.
Awesome. It'll be awesome. And I'll be like throwing Hellman's mayonnaise at her during Taskmaster or something, going, who fucking eats this shit? And just throws it at her. It'll be good. And then imagine the dinner party with her and Greg Davies
and little Alex Horn.
It'll be amazing.
I think we've gotten to the point of
ridiculousness.
I think it's time to go.
Okay. All right. I love you, Alex.
I love you too, Ace.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
We're sorry.
Preemptive. We should have started the whole show with preemptive fucking apologies.
That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Ace and Alex Detective Agency.
For more information about us or our podcast, you can go to our website, www.theaceandalexpodcast.com.
Or on Twitter at @AceAlexPodcast. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Shh. Silence. It's the fade out moment.